I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers.
What it is, what it is. Welcome to a new episode of the one and only Power Hour. How y'all doing? As you can tell, I got my hat. I got my wannabe bulletproof vest right here. Just like stand up a little bit. Because we talking today all things power that dropped. And we're going to touch on BMF, but I'm going to get in on that because I got a lot I got to say about BMF that it ain't going to be too good. But we cannot do any of that without the one and only, the legend, the ghost. What up, brother? How we doing?
Yo, what's good? It's been a minute.
Yes, sir. It has been. It has been a minute. It has been a long while.
I went ghost.
We are on Twitter. We are on YouTube, obviously. Hold on. Yes. We should be live on Twitter, hopefully. Anyways, appreciate you. Love y'all. Let's jump right into this episode, man. So how's everything been? I think you told me something about some background noise out here. Only you, brother. So before we go in, I want you to kind of just, you know, talk about what you've been up to. And we got some news today to talk about, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I know. It was kind of exciting, but sad, you know. Yeah. Excited that we're getting a new episode of Tariq, but it's sad because it's going to be the final season, you know.
I got the trailer pulled up as well. We'll touch on that a little later. So there's a lot of backlogs to it. These actors don't want this show to end because all of them are like, they didn't know. Tariq even closed it. He didn't even know that this was happening.
Really? Like,
this is all new. Yeah. It was a big today. I was all over Instagram, all over Twitter, and like you got Michael Rennie Jr., quote unquote Tariq. He going on people's comments and saying like he backlashing on, like, you know, like some people are talking because 50 Cent posted something. Again, I'll show you the tweets later, but 50 Cent posted something and about you know, this being the last season or whatnot, and then Michael Rennie Jr. posted RIP, and you know how Twitter's gonna Twitter and Instagram's gonna Instagram. You had some fans go on there and be like, oh, I hope that wasn't sent towards 50. So then, of course, Michael Rainey had to jump in and do all his stuff. But listen, that's neither here nor there. We're going to go ahead and jump on that a little later. I have all of that pulled up. I want to get this out the way because I am so disappointed. Y'all already know where I'm going.
It's like I told you, bro. I've been ghost. So you've been following everything. You've been on point with it. So
I've been trying my best, brother. I've been trying my best to stick with it. But, man, I am so sick of this show, BMF. Like, and we're just going to jump right in. Let's go to the, I guess we'll call this major topics, right? Where's my major topics? It's been a while, guys, so bear with us. But, yeah. So good to be back, man. It feels so good to be back, to be talking to y'all. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Talking all things BMF. And you know what? I'm gonna have to look up this picture.
BMF. I just caught up with the second episode.
And I'm probably the only one, for those of y'all who are in the chat, I'm probably the only one who's feeling this way. Because Ghost hasn't talked to me. He hasn't even let me know how he feels. We haven't even had a chance to. Like he said, we've been doing our own thing. So, but, yeah. One second. So, as a matter of fact, why don't you go ahead? Because I'm a spew for a long time.
The first episode, you know, you got to let that slide. They got to set up the story. For the season, you know?
Never.
But the second episode, I don't know, man. I really wasn't feeling it. So, They're better.
Can I ask you a serious question?
All right, what's up?
Serious question on that. Do you have any idea what's going on?
Yeah, Meech is trying to get the Atlanta side running. Terry's trying to hold things down in the D. You know? Why? Are you lost?
Like, it's like a whole lot of, like, that's the overall, yeah, like, yeah, we want to be in charge of everything. Like, we obviously, like, what's the point of having BMF if that's not the main entire series goal to take over, you know? Like, I just feel like there's a lot of chickens with their heads cut off just running around. Like, there's no basis to this. Like,
I mean, it's following a story, and we based on a true story, and we kind of already know how that story is going to end. But
you see, Meech. So obviously, I've heard of Meech. You know, Big Meech, which is Lil Meech's
dad. Big Meech.
You know, in real life. But for the casuals who haven't, like, ever heard of BMF story, you know, the Black Mafia story, I don't know everything. I know some. I've seen some, you know, documentaries. But I'm just lost. Like, for instance, homie, the cop, who's, like, I guess the dirty cop, who was smashing the other cop, but ain't anymore, because his son got sent to juvie. First of all,
no, he's out of a job.
Well, he's out of, exactly. Now he's out of a job, so he ain't even a cop. But why are we so focused on what's happening to his son? Like, I guess, is that just for drama? For, like, you know, we're trying to, you know,
yeah,
things up? But, like, it doesn't move. What I'm trying to say
it's
like,
to keep him relevant.
Yes, and that is my issue with it. That is my issue with it. Because, and here, look, and shout out to the Cruise Has It, which is a company owned, started by Michael Rainey Jr. and Giovanni Piolo, which is obviously Tariq and Braden. They have their own podcast over there as well. So after you're done watching us, go check them out, obviously, and send some of them over here, you know, all the good stuff. So he posted this picture, and I saw it, and I let it slide. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have to really post
it. Let's see it.
Share screen. Bro, I don't know if y'all – are y'all ready for this? Are you kidding me, Meech? You in here. You over here talking all the time to Tariq and Braden, and you over here – in the middle of a shoot, when you supposed to be in what, the early 19 somethings?
Bro,
back then, bro.
I was literally watching, looking for the AirPod the entire episode, bro.
Like, are you kidding me? AirPod,
man?
You're talking all this smack. You tell me. And again, this is just how great the people from Power, which is crazy because this is all under the Power universe, but, like, the actual people who are running, like, you know, the day-to-days, the extras on Power, Raising Kanan is supposed to be in the 90s. You see any AirPods?
It's the lighting, bro, the camera angle. There's no AirPod. It's an illusion. You're just seeing things, all right?
I don't know why. Man, this is crazy, bro. Like, are you serious right now? You serious? You're like, man, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Well, that's not mainly, you know, because I get it. Aesthetics, whatever. It happened in Game of Thrones where you had this, the Starbucks coffees and shit like that. You know, I get it. I'll get it, and I'll remove this right now, you know? But, bro. And I pretty much said it when you were finishing your whole topic on it. It just feels like, for instance, homeboy who came in last episode, the one who's their new supplier, who's like, bro, he came in, this man was smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I was,
in the middle.
We're lost on that part, bro.
Bro, in the middle of a gunfight, this man just what's up, beach, smoking a cigar, talking.
He's local, bro.
What do you mean he's local? What? Like, what does that have to do with a story of BMF?
That's their new plug.
And then, you know, we got T over here, which, hey, I don't blame Lala. Hallelujah, she is beautiful. But, like, I prefer her as Lakeisha?
Lakeisha?
Lakeisha over in Power, when she was in Power? What was
her? Yeah.
I prefer her like that, being a snitch, than being this, because, like, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I know, I understand, it's only two episodes. But the way it ended last season, we definitely needed, we needed them to come really hard this season.
Yo, what happened with B. Mickey? He just left. I mean, I know Meats told him, all right, yeah, you need to leave.
But
like, is he gone? That's it? He's out?
Didn't even touch on it. Just, poof. Done. I don't even know. And like, I tried seeing the actor to see if he posted, like, oh, it's done. Nothing, bro. So like, maybe they'll bring him back. I have no idea. But
honestly, he went ghost in the show and ghost.
You know, let me see. The whole mom. Now the mom is trying to like sleep with the priest or what? No, he's
the doctor, bro. The doctor.
And then like the whole, what was it? The sister. She ran and tried to steal some fucking
tampons.
Something like what are we doing? What are we doing? The first episode of Raising Kanan, and I know we cannot compare these two because they're not even in the same limelight. And I am never going to compare it to Ghost. Like, never. Like, ever.
I mean, you can't compare them, bro.
Never going to touch them, ever. Ever. And y'all can clip this and say it.
Well, you can't compare them. You don't know what's going to happen in Power. It's like I told you earlier, this story of BMF. We kind of know the story, and we know how it's going to end.
I
so.
Get you, brother. I get you, and I get that. And that makes a lot of sense. I get that, because it's harder to admit to, you know, to mirror.
They're just trying to build that drama and suspense, I guess,
bro, but it's
with bad. All these different characters.
It's bad, though, bro. It's really, like, it's so, because normally, like, for instance, because I see what you're saying, and I know these are two different productions, but Netflix did it with Narcos, and that's all based on the same series, like on a true story. Even some of the side characters that were main characters that weren't in the actual, like, real-life events, you were still intrigued. The story moved you forward. This is just throwing me out. And then we got Meech again at a strip club. A strip club again, fighting somebody over a stripper again. Like, how many seasons, how many episodes do we need to have Meech going in there? And, I mean, I guess that's not...
I mean, they did party a lot and go to the strip clubs a lot, too.
But, which, dude, it's cool. It's fine. I mean, for fuck's sake, we have, what, three, four, six seasons of Ghost being in Truth and him being in the club? But, bro, the club was...
You want that. You want that. Everybody conspiring, making moves. Like guns drawn.
The way they talk about this is yeah. That's essentially what I'm saying. Essentially, but the reason why I'm kind of like hitting it over the head right now is just because the way that Meech's character, which is Meech, and T's character talk, like they talk like, yo, like, you know, we got to make moves, we got to do this. But half of the time, y'all slanging and just partying in the clubs, which. That's cool.
Bro, that's literally what they did.
That's all they did. That's all they done. All they done is party. Like, all right, yeah. Yo, we got like three fucking essays after us. You know, the biggest gangsters and I don't know what in Mexico are coming after us. You know what we're going to do? This is how we're going to take care of the problem. Let's go to the strip club. What? Are you kidding me? Like, what? I mean, hey, I'm all for the titties and ass and shaking and all that shit. Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. But bro, you got fucking murderers coming after you, and you over here in the club just getting some ass shaking in your face, you know, whatever. Throw some money.
I say we got some new characters in the show too. New detective.
Yeah, new detective.
New competition. It looks like.
Well, she's the daughter of, was it the major sergeant or whatever, the chief or whatever, the one that assigned everybody their job.
Is she?
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like the daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, you didn't even, you glanced right over that, you see? like who cares, you know? And then we finally get to meet.
I don't want to see the cop side.
Yeah, the cop's dad, the cop's wife, or ex-wife, the baby mama, I guess. The guy who's not a cop anymore. I always forget his name, bro.
Bryant.
Is that his name, Bryant? Anyway.
Yeah.
His son, you know, he went to juvie, and then he goes to the, I guess we find out she's a nurse. And, yeah, some shit like that. He tries to get money from her to go get his son. I don't know, bro.
They just need to kill him, bro.
Yeah, just kill him. And what's crazy is we know that's not going to happen. Because in season one, it starts in the future of when they capture Meech and T and take him to jail. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who's there arresting them. So that's why I'm like, this doesn't, like, honestly, this show could have been done in one season. Like, legitly. It really could have. But I'm done with my rant. And those of y'all in the chat, I hope y'all feel the same. If you don't, well, it is what it is. I ain't, you know, come at me on a DM.
What about the new competition, the new player in the game? On Terry's side.
Okay, now you're going to have to refresh my memory.
The girl with the cane.
Oh, yeah. Which, that's another one. Oh, well, man. Hold on 1 second. Because Bryant went over to Homeboy, who's like, he's played a cop in every show he's ever been in. And now he's a full-fledged gangster in this series, which is cool. Good for him. You know, I'm all for the actor getting work. yeah. And then that same girl walks into the room. He tells him, "Nah, y'all need to step back from T or whatever." And then he gets off.
He didn't tell her that.
What was it that she said exactly? You don't even know exactly. It's all good. You see, that's what I'm saying. Like the storyline, what? Come on now. Whatever it is. Yeah, there's a new player. Is your mic good or are you?
Yep, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
My bad. Some technical difficulties over.
Hey, man.
He didn't say back off of T. He was just like, you know, I'll let you go off and do your own thing, form your own crew, but you're still under me. So, right. You know, respect what I did. And then he told her, I'm going to send somebody your way, put them to work, which he's going to send Bryant.
Oh, no. Bryant. Yeah. So you think Brian's gonna use?
Damn, bro, you completely lost for sure.
Bro, I'm so lost, bro. I'm so lost because I'm telling you, bro. Like,
look, shit.
I'm the type of person. I already invested my time watching these shows, so I'm gonna watch every episode, even if I don't like it. Like, look, I was a fan of The Flash. I was a fan of Arrow. I was a fan of all that. You know, Flash had some rough seasons, but when you invest the time, you gotta just go in it and just deal with it, pretty much. You know, and that's what I'm going to do with BMF. I'm going to keep watching it. Hopefully it gets better. But I can tell you right now, these two episodes ain't happening. All right, it ain't happening.
We'll see tonight. We'll see what tonight brings.
Yeah, we'll see tonight. We'll see what happens tonight. Hopefully, you know, it gets better. Hopefully. Do you want to go ahead? Let's jump into the good news. You want to do that?
Let's do it. Let's go.
So, actually, I got a new little mix here. Since it's not
it's
really
good, our... but sad news.
Yeah, good but sad news. And we could kind of mix in power theories with it. So I'm gonna do two clips real quick. So hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
we got some flash news. Flash news this week. So flash news, and we get some things that are happening. We are going to come on. No. We're going to give you our thoughts about it. See, afterwards. Which is the power theories on all the news that came out and what to see for the future. So, we're going to pop this up right here. Don't mind my Instagram stuff. So, I'll be right here. Let me see. Did they post it on here? No, they didn't post it on here. I know. Here, we'll just go to 50's page. Be posting a whole lot of nonsense. So this is right here. This is what we got today. Was it today? Yes, it was today, right?
I believe that was yesterday.
That was yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah. No, today was a ghost that dropped, right? Yep. All right. So we're going to start with this. We're going to start with the Power Origin.
Coming soon. So which show do you think that's replaced?
So, well, for those of you who don't know what this is going to be the Young Tommy and Young Ghost show. And so this is what we saw at the end of Power Season 6 when they did that little preview for the future or whatnot of like what's to come of how it all started. Remember when they showed a young Tommy, they showed a young
Ghost? You're talking about the flashback?
Yeah, the flashback and a young Angela. So that's what this is supposed to be. This is what we thought the whole Raising Kanan scenario was going to be before with Raising Kanan. But yeah, so I mean, after the news that we got today about the Tariq situation, right? That
pull it up.
This right here. That's the video. You all hear it?
So nice, you gotta play it twice.
You know, you gotta. This is tough, man. This is tough for me. I mean, look, I'm glad.
The final season, bro.
I'm glad we're finally getting, you know, we're getting a two-parter. We're getting the part one, part two. Hopefully, they kind of, like, drag it out. Like, look, honestly, part one need to have at least 6 episodes. And then part two need to have another 6. Like, we need to have a 12 episodes.
12 episode.
Yeah, we need to. It needs to happen. Because there is so much story in this with specific characters, specific storylines for each of those characters that can literally branch out and be something else. You know, like we just got Homegirl. What's her name? The big bad. I forgot her name, bro.
Elma?
Elma, yeah. Or
Noma. Noma.
Noma.
I think
Noma.
It's Noma.
What did I say? Elma?
Elmo. Yeah. I thought you were about to say Elmo or some shit.
Noma. Yeah, Noma. Like, we just got her, and she was barely able. Hopefully, we get to see her, go crazy this season. You know, but this is.
She's going to go crazy. Tariq going to be destroying her. Bro, like father, bro. Like son.
Bro. No, so. Reading these comments, right? All right, so look, you see right here? I don't know if I can pull this up.
What you got?
This is Tariq right here. You see my mouse?
Yeah.
That's Tariq right there. He put RIP. It's been a crazy day all day, guys. He clapped back at somebody on here. I don't know. It's like 800 messages right now. So, probably not want to get to it. But either way, they were trying to start some beef with 50 about it. This right here is crazy. Let me go to his actual page, and you're going to see that he had none of them had any idea that this was the end. And Tariq, Michael B., you know, headliner of the show, he literally had no idea. Oh, so look at that, guys. He actually, they told him to delete it. He literally was like, let's look it on here that I saw it. He had to delete it, bro. He had to have deleted it. He was like, yo, this is the greatest thing.
What was it?
That he didn't know that.
Oh, it was the final season?
It was the final season. So, like, that to me is wild. Like, how do you not tell your people? So, it was a sense of there was a meeting, and I don't know if it was 50 that said that, or... No, in the post, it was that. It's on Twitter. He was saying they had a conversation in the Stars room or whatever, the little shit where they have all the meetings and shit. And they were saying, oh, we love all the work that. I'm gonna stop sharing Instagram right now because nothing's on there. We love all the work that Power Book 2 Ghost has done. And we love everything. We love all the community and everybody you brought to us. But this is the end. You know, it's time to call it quits and move forward.
Man, I just hope they do good by the show and it's not going to be like a Game of Thrones ending.
Yeah.
Rushed, and I just leave you like, what?
I really hope that that's not the case, man. If that happens. So now, what I want to do here is I want you to go ahead and give me some theories. I'm going to do something a little different where I'm going to give you my theories, but I'm also going to. There's something. 50 always has something in his back pocket. And something that y'all. I don't know if anybody has really realized. And here, I'm going to pop it up again right here in this new show that he's talking about.
Are you talking about the scheduled, like, release?
No. So, no. You see this right here, right? Origins coming soon. Usually, and you know what? I believe he has it over here, too. You see that? How automatically you see the Stars emblem.
Yep.
I want you to see if you can see what I'm putting down. All right. When was this? This was. There was a post not too long ago where 50 said he's trying something different. Probably was a while ago because 50 Cent posts every freaking day.
Yeah, what song do you think he's going to use for the intro?
Ooh, that's a good question. That is a good question. He would have to remodel the original.
You think so?
Yeah, he would have to. Or would you just go with the original song?
No, I think he'll use something new. He always does. Well, we know for sure gonna be one of his songs.
Is it here? Working? This isn't it. Alright, so there was a post a while back, I don't know how long ago it was, where he's like, we're trying to do something new, and they were in a studio, right? My whole thing is, what a lot of people are not realizing, what y'all aren't realizing, this right here, I think 50 is taking the Tyler Perry route. I think he's starting his own studio. Because one thing that 50 did that was very smart, he has ownership and power. So if 50 doesn't like what Starz is doing, which we've seen from seasons to come, he can take his show and go somewhere else with it. 50 right now is at a point where he's making so much money with all these spin-off shows that he can start his own production studio and run his own shows off of that. I think this Power Origins is not going to be on Starz. Personally, hasn't been confirmed. Hasn't, you know, so take all this, what I'm saying, with a grain of salt. But
that would be good, man. We probably wouldn't get any delays.
Why not advertise Starz at all? Every past show, whenever there's a picture, there's something, you always see a Starz emblem somewhere around here. There is literally nothing but G-Unit, and it, look what it says. It says Film Television Inc. Come on. If he starts his own streaming service with this, do you know how many people are leaving Starz? I will delete my Starz account today.
Facts.
For that shit.
It's the only reason I got Starz, bro. That's
the only reason I got Starz, brother. All right, I said clip what I said earlier. Nah, clip this. Because if 50 ain't doing this, and I'm just, I mean, I'm reading in between the lines here. Like, how can you not see this? Like, I feel like this is him telling us little by little. Like, I really think, I think that's why he's not so, because the amount of time that 50 and the whole production of Power Book 2 Ghost has put in, and there's way, there's definitely way more story to be told, and things that we've seen from, you know, from the podcast. For those of you who watch the podcast or where the crew has it with Giovanni and Michael Rainey, they've talked about other seasons to come of other storylines. They haven't obviously talked in depth or like anything like that because they don't know it. They're not.
Well, I mean, they can close, you know, final season of Ghost Book 2, but they could probably still roll into something else.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe what it is, and this is, again, this is me theorizing, so guys, those of you in the chat, we have 14 people, y'all. This is amazing. Y'all hit that like button, spread the video around. But for, like I'm saying, for that post of this being the last season, maybe it's the last season.
On Starz.
Exactly, the final season on Starz.
On Starz. That would be.
About that? Yo, I'm talking right now. I see you. You're like fidgety. Are you excited? Because if I'm trying not to get excited because I don't want to. You know, I hope that's where it's going. And but every tea
leaf, I'm gonna have to clip that, bro.
Bro, every tea leaf that 50 has left, this right here, and I hope y'all can see my mouse on the screen. This means something, y'all. I'm telling you right now. This right here, this means G Unit. Film Television Inc. That means something, yo. And I haven't seen it yet, and it's gonna drop on Starz. Expendables 4, big time movie. You know, you got Sylvester Stallone, you got Jason Statham, you have the one and only Mr. 50 Cent himself in that movie. Bro, I feel like that rocketed with all the other great shows he already has. It's making all these incomes and. With the final of Kanan alone, do you know how much the viewership of that show went up?
How much?
Bro, so much. No, I'm just saying, like
I thought you were about a specific, bro.
No, I specifics. I mean, we can look it up if you want. We can do that, but I can get
most watched. I thought you had it ready.
You know, I should have had it ready, you know, and that's a big L. Everybody write an L in the chat. But like, what people don't understand, or what I guess Starz doesn't understand, Power Universe. So that means the original Power, there's still viewership in that. If people are rewatching it to catch up with what's going on right now, then you have Power Book 2, the Tommy Show, which that to me is another great show that I'm enjoying. Last season I thought was better than the one before it. if 50 grabs his stuff and leaves, fan base of stars, if you want to call it, are going to get up and leave as well. They're going to go do their own thing.
For sure. I know I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, I'll leave. There's nothing on stars for me to watch. We had heels, and they canceled heels. For those of y'all who watched heels, which is the Stephen Amell wrestling show, which is great. They left you on a cliffhanger. They canceled that show. Like, what else do you have? What, Spartacus coming back? Man, get out of here with that, bro.
I thought that show was over, bro.
Nah, they're redoing it. They're redoing it. It's going to be on Stars.
Yeah. The Power League, Stars is done.
They have the original, you know, Spartacus show. But then I think it's either next month or maybe later this month. I'm not sure.
All right.
They're going to continue it.
We don't need to know about Spartacus, bro.
Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm talking about like, bro. Like, come on, man. We talking Stars. I'm telling you all that. Like, that to me is just.
Hey, soon we might not be talking Stars.
Yeah, you're right. I just, man, all I'm saying is all in all, those of y'all, everybody around, keep an eye for this logo right here. G-Unit Film Television Inc. That is going to change. There is something on that. And 50 is very smart with social media when it comes to promoting his shows. There is a reason why this was announced the way it was announced. And it wasn't a star. Because that's another thing. Stars hasn't even announced this. If you go to the Stars pages, it's not even on there.
Let's go there. Let's see what they got. But that's a good catch for sure.
I hope I'm not talking out of my booty hole. But did they say it's on there? Bro, it's not on there. The only thing that's on there is the final season. Bro, what? Did I just uncover something right now? Did I just There's no way I did that.
I mean, why would they not post it?
That's what I'm saying. No. Are y'all serious right now? Nah, that's crazy.
Could be possible, bro. Maybe it is the final season on Stars.
On Stars, bro.
And then maybe he'll roll it into something else on his network.
Oh, if man.
That is correct. Good catch. Good catch.
Because what's another cool thing too about this show? When I see this show, all right. So let's jump in because we're already at 10:22. Let's jump in on our theories for what to expect on this. Obviously, do you think we'll see Breeze? We know Breeze was a big part of Ghost. Apparently, it was Ghost's best friend at the time. Do you think we'll see do you believe we will see Kanan from Raising Kanan guest star? Because now we're intertwining here. We could get that character Kanan from Raising Kanan and bring him over here.
Well, maybe we'll get like a few seasons of just Tommy and Ghost and what they were doing.
Right. But
like before they met Kanan, and then eventually, once the Kanan series ends, you'll see Kanan in the Power Origins.
Okay.
So maybe the first season will be, you know, Tommy and Ghost, what's going on with them. Then after that first season, Kanan is going to be on the final season. That's going to end. And then the next season of Power Origins, they're going to meet Kanan.
Right.
Yeah, and well, they're going to continue the story from there.
Didn't Kanan, wasn't Kanan the one who taught them the game pretty much? They learned from Kanan. So wouldn't he have to have been there before they started slinging? Because wasn't Tommy and Ghost corner boys for Kanan?
I can't recall, bro. I don't have any comments for that. Maybe they were doing their own thing before Canaan, and then when they met Canaan, he opened them up to the bigger and better of the game.
All right, so here's what I'm gonna do. So we're not gonna elaborate. I'm gonna do some research. I'm gonna most likely I'm sitting down and I'm rewatching the original film. For those of you who will be interested, I'm willing to watch it on Patreon. I'm gonna start a Patreon for us, and we can do some watch alongs. We'll watch when we do a quick reaction or whatnot. When we catch certain things from other series like spinoffs, I'm gonna write them down. And we'll come back in here and we'll intertwine everything. But yeah, that's something that I have in the books that I'm gonna do. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe Kanan was one that taught him the game. But anyways, we're gonna move on for that. Do you want to touch on anything else? Do you want to touch on theories for what's to come?
Oh man, there's so much on that, dude. I don't even know. It left me speechless at the end. They just tore off in a car. What's
the? Where they're going. We have no idea where they're going.
Are they going to be running for their lives? Are they going to be fighting a war from that trailer?
Do you see this right here?
Looks like it could be war. Yeah.
So people are saying that he's in truth, looking down on truth. That he's in Club Truth here.
Like I said, like father, like son.
Bro. Oh, another thing I saw online about Power Origins. How would you feel if they went and gone, what's his name, man? The guy who voiced the original Ghost. Jamie. I don't know his name, the actor. Excuse me. What if he narrates like how 50 is narrating Raising Kanan?
I could see that.
Wouldn't that be dope?
I could see that happening.
Yeah. Well, but this is pretty much what we got for today on news that dropped. I think it's a pretty big news. Look at 50, man. What is 50 doing right here, bro? This dude's a clown, bro. This dude is a clown, bro. Yeah. Works. Oh, well, look. Fourth power spinoff in the works at Starz. So maybe I just ate a whole bunch of caca. But it doesn't. Alright, yeah, maybe I just. I don't know, bro. This right here, that means something, bro. That I'm telling you, that means something, bro. Because obviously, the same thing with licensing. He can license his shows out to Starz and still do his own thing. I'm telling you, bro. I feel like. I don't know. There's something there, bro. There's really something there. But, anyways, that's all we got for today, guys. You got anything else you want to plug in before we head on out of here?
Episode 3, BMF tonight. It's going to get better, bro. It's going to get better.
For my sake, I hope it does. For my sake, I hope it does. I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's definitely one thing I will say about this season. There is a lot more action happening in this season, and we're only 2 episodes in. So that's cool. But it's also like mindless action in my point of view. Like, it's just like, all right, we're just going to shoot up the club. And like, it doesn't, I haven't seen yet how it moves the story forward. You know, but that's just me. I'll see where it takes us. So. We got episode 3 coming up. They haven't released. Oh no, it said June is when the new power's starting.
June. Yeah, that's it. And Power Origins, bro.
Is
that going to take the spot of book 2? Because that's ending. So is that going to fill?
It has no time frame yet. It has no time frame yet.
Yeah, but I mean, based on how he's done everything, you know, we got BMF now. We're going to get the final season of book two. After that, Tommy's going to roll back out. And then we're going to get Kanan back right after that. And after Kanan, if BMF doesn't end on this season, maybe another episode of that. And then by next year, maybe we'll get Power Origins first season around June. He's got to fill that spot.
I mean, that's the only probable thing they could do. And it's the only thing that really makes sense.
So that's ending and that's starting.
You think this is going to be Kanan's last season then?
It's possible. I mean, what they killed Ronnie. There's the theory that, what's his name? Neek is Breeze.
Right.
So Neek is going to be back, and I think his memory's all fucked up. So he's probably looking at that situation like, dang, they just killed my brother, you know. So he's going to be out for vengeance, maybe. And maybe he'll start talking to Kanan, kind of like how Kanan talked to Tariq.
Right.
And try to turn him on Rock, and who knows, maybe Rock dies, maybe Rock goes to prison.
Well, yeah, I think you said last episode that Kanan mentions visiting his mom in the original Power series, right?
Yes, but
was that
doesn't state whether it was at a grave or what. So
right. Damn.
So that leaves it open for many things.
I like how you think.
Maybe she's still alive. Maybe she's in a grave. Maybe she's in prison. Who knows? But there's a lot open for that. And I feel like at some point he said Duke was like his only living family up until he killed her.
He introduced Duke in season, was it 4?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvin's going to die, Rock going to die, killing everybody. Right. But I could be wrong. Like I said, maybe a rewatch would be a good idea. Go through it all again.
Yeah, man, I've been thinking about it for a while now. I think, especially I got more time now on my hands. I think I'm gonna start up a Patreon for us, and for those of you who are interested, you know, I'll be dropping rewatch episodes where we could watch from beginning to end, from the start of Power to where we're at now. It's a lot of freaking episodes, but you know me, man, I'm a binger. I love watching. Rewatching, especially Power. I could talk hours, as you can see.
About Power. Oh yeah, I'll be hearing all the theories from that rewatch.
Oh man, yeah. and honestly, what I want to do, you know, or get to in the future, is to have some of our watchers be able to communicate with us, whether it's DMs or posts under our episodes here, and drop in their theories. So we can talk about them, because as much as we're like, oh, let's, you know, brought out and thought about certain things, I'm pretty sure another fan out there has a great theory. We just, you know, may learn mm-hmm. something new that we didn't even think about. So
yeah, we'd like to see them, hear them, and see if we disagree or agree with them, pick right. it apart.
Right. And we're in the future, and I know I've been saying it for the last couple of episodes, we are working on trying to get some guests on here. You know, trying to figure stuff out, get schedules aligned, and stuff. But yeah, man, it's good to be back. Like Ghost said here, we have our episode 3 of BMF coming out at midnight tonight. Like I said, I'm invested, so I'm going to watch it. I hope it changes my mind. I hope it ends well. But yeah, what you got coming up, man? You got anything else you want to plug in before we head out of here, or are you good?
Just keep a positive mind when you Watch BMF, bro. Remember, you're all the story. Yeah. You're just seeing different sides of it, I guess.
I guess, or
a little bit of build up to it. But I do agree that Bryant side of things, I just need to end that character.
It's just like, it makes no sense, bro. It just makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me, bro. Whatsoever. On my side of things, I have been streaming a lot more. As you can see, I got a new setup. Twitch, YouTube, Real Talk Productions. And on my Kick, same thing, Real Talk Productions. Been doing a lot of Helldivers. Helldivers. Man, I'm like addicted to that game. Catch me on there. I'm streaming pretty much as I can. Days that I'm available, I'm either talking power or I'm on there gaming. So go check me out on that. Again, guys, any theories that you guys have, DM it to me. On Instagram, it's Carlos_MASJUAN. Or you could just straight up comment under the videos right here and let us know what you guys think. So we'll go ahead. We'll catch y'all most likely next week sometime. Not sure on the date, whenever we're available to talk about this episode 3. Hopefully we get more in-depth news on these two shows that are coming out to come, what we can expect. I'm really hoping 50 does his own thing, bro. Like, if he really does that, we're going to have to buy a 50 cent bottle, bro. We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to buy a 50 cent.
I already got it on order.
Okay. That's what I got to do. Then we take a shot of that, brother. sure. Yeah, man. Love y'all. We'll catch you on the next one.
It's good to be back.
So good, man. So good.
Good to be back. It's been a nice break, but time to get back at it, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Be easy. Where we at? We are right here.